From Branson, Missouri, in the heart of the Ozarks, welcome to the Bull Knobber Hillbilly Jamboree Show.
Get ready for 1 hour of great classy country music with Brand Country Rewind. Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee feature the legends of country music with hits from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Enjoy the music, memories, and milestones of Branson's pioneering shows. It's time to rewind. Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
My. Here we are again. This is Mike Patrick along with Jamie Hagee. He's sitting right here. It's the weekend, and it's time to rewind.
No truer words have ever been spoken. That was supposed to be Walter Cronkite, but it didn't sound like him.
It was Richard Nixon.
Good. A little bit.
I don't know.
Every impression I do, it turns out to be Richard Nixon.
I guess I had a visual, though.
Anyway, this is me doing an impression of me. Good evening, friends. This is Jamie, and you're listening to Grand Country Rewind.
We have an hour of great classic country music planned for you, and the lineup goes like this. Gene Watson, Charlie Rich, Conway and Loretta, Johnny Lee, Mel Tillis, and a gospel song from New South.
And our featured artist of the week is Miss Patty Page.
And this week's Vintage Branson Moment features the second show to start here in town, the Presley's Country Jubilee.
Tonight we're going to kick it off with one of my very favorite artists, Mr. Gene Watson.
Well, we've said many, many times, we think he's one of the most underrated stars in country music.
Mm-hmm.
During his career, he's earned just 2 number one hits, despite charting over 75 singles.
However, he was inducted into the Texas Country Music Hall of Fame in 2002 and was in the inaugural class of the Houston Music Hall of Fame in 2013.
First song was released in 1984 and became a top 10 hit for him. Here's Gene Watson with Got No Reason Now for Going Home.
Got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. Once I had every reason a man could want for going home and making love, but now I don't. So I end up in here each night, sitting and thinking, missing her, hurting soul, and drinking. Got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. It's so hard now just knowing there's another, that she's out with him, knowing that I love her. So I end up in here each night, sitting and thinking, missing her, hating him, and drinking. Got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home.
Inside my head, before I reached 30, I'd be dead. But somehow on and on I go. I keep
keep on rolling with the flow. Folks said that I would change my mind, I'd straighten up and do just fine. Ah, but I still love rock and roll. I keep on rolling with the flow. I've got a lot of crazy friends, and they forgive me of my sins. Some might be calling me a bum, but I'm still out there having fun. And Jesus loves me, yes I know, so I keep on rolling with the flow.
From 1977, that was the Silver Fox, Charlie Rich with Rollin' with the Flow.
We have to pause to pay some bills, but you're going to want to stay with us for our next segment. Coming up next, we feature our Spotlight Artist of the Week, which tonight happens to be Patty Page.
That's right. It'll all be right here coming up next on Grand Country Rewind.
By popular demand, Branson's Best Quartet, New South, sings all your gospel favorites. This two-hour Southern Gospel extravaganza takes you from the early roots of Southern Gospel to hand-clapping gospel hits of today. From the Jordanaires to Bill Gaither, this show leaves you walking a little higher. Jackie Brown and Jim Dandy are also featured on Gospel Classics. For tickets and information, call Grand Country Music Hall at 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. No matter what the weather is outside, Splash Country Indoor Water Park provides hours of family fun. Float your cares away on the lazy river or plunge down the wild tube slides. Watch out for 1,000 gallons of falling water from the tipping bucket. Plan your Grand Country stay by calling 417-335-3535 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Doggy in the window, the one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I read in the papers they're a robber. With flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
From 1953, that was Patti Page with her novelty song, How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. This is the part of our show where we feature a star who's made great contributions to the world of country music, and we're going to give you a little history on their career, spotlight a couple of their biggest hit songs, and this week, on deck is Patti Page.
Actually, Clara Ann Fowler.
Mm-hmm.
Clara Ann Fowler. We know her as Patti Page. Was born November 8th, 1927, in Claremore, Oklahoma. Been through there. She grew up in a hardworking but poor family.
At the age of 18, Clara became a featured performer on a 15-minute radio program in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The program was sponsored by the Page Milk Company. On the air, Clara Fowler was referred to as Patti Page. So she kept it, and her stage name became Patti Page.
She could have easily been Patti Highland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or Clara Milk.
Yes. In 1946, Patti toured with the Jimmy Joey Band and sang with a small group led by Benny Goodman.
Ooh.
This led to her first recording contract with Mercury Records. By 1950, Patti had already recorded several hits, but this would be the year for her first single that sold a million copies. With My Eyes Wide Open, I'm Dreaming.
That's a lot of records.
Mm-hmm.
The 1950s was a very successful decade for Patti. She had several chart-topping hits, including All My Love and the big one, Tennessee Waltz, which were both number one hits. Patti was also a regular on television shows like The Ed Sullivan Show, The Bob Hope Show, The Steve Allen Show, and The Dean Martin Show. This led to her having her own show in 1955 called The Patti Page Show.
Why not? Throughout the next few decades, Patti continued to record chart-topping hits. But in 1998, she recorded her first live album. It was performed at Carnegie Hall and was titled Live at Carnegie Hall, the 50th Anniversary Concert. The album won Patti a Grammy Award for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Performance.
Patti continued to tour and perform, including performing for a short time right here in Branson in 2005. In 2012, Patti announced her retirement from performing due to health reasons. And in January of 2013, Patti Page died at the Seacrest Village Retirement Community in Encinitas, California, at the age of 85.
We're going to play a couple songs from our feature star. We start with my pick, Mockingbird Hill. This song was released in 1950 and went to number two for her.
Following that, you're going to hear my pick, The Tennessee Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
Released in 1950, this became her second number one hit and her biggest selling single.
Here's our featured artist this week, Patti Page.
Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. When the sun in the morning peeps over the hill and kisses the roses round my windowsill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on mockingbird hear. It's late in the evening, I climb up the hill and survey all my kingdom while everything's still. Only me and the sky and an old whippoorwill singing songs in the twilight on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee walls, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee walls. Tennessee walls, what an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee walls.
Right there with a song written by Pee Wee King.
That's right.
And I didn't know that, but Jamie knew that. Mm-hmm. How'd that pop in your head there?
My brain is just full of stuff.
That was our featured artist this week, Miss Patty Page.
Coming up next, we have one of the greatest duet partnerships in country music history.
Agreed.
Conway and Loretta, along with this week's Vintage Branson Moment, featuring Branson's second founding show, the Presleys, Country Jubilee.
It'll all be right here on Grand Country Rewind.
The Amazing Pets Show stars an amazing troupe of furry creatures who will win your heart as they perform for your love and laughter. Many have been rescued from shelters across the country. In addition to the four-legged creatures, you will see beautiful exotic birds and many other magical surprises. Voted Branson's best specialty show, Amazing Pets is guaranteed to put a smile on your face. Animal lovers of all ages, call 417-335-2484 or grandcountry.com. Grand Country's Fun Spot is the place for family fun.
Family fun.
Get your game on with laser tag. Mix it up on the Spin Zone bumper cars. Check your score on the mini bowling lanes. Play awesome blacklight mini golf in 3D.
3D.
Play all the latest arcade attractions and win prizes. Call 417-335-2454 or visit grandcountry.com. What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
What are you waiting for? Get your game on.
At Grand Country Fun Spot.
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you a while ago. With the Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind, gotta have your old lovin' one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river, and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we'll get together every time we can. Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
That was Conway and Loretta and their 1974 hit, Louisiana Woman, Mississippi Man.
Hi, this is Bob Leftridge, and you're listening to Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
It is time for Vintage Branson. Each week, we salute one of the first 10 founding shows here in town. This week, we honor number 2, the Presley's Country Jubilee.
This Ozarks family started out playing in the underground stages of our Missouri hills. They started packing out the caves to the point they had to buy some land and build a theater. They found a piece of land out on an isolated two-lane stretch of asphalt just outside of Branson. Soon after, the Presley's Country Jubilee was born.
Well, and now 51 years later, they still continue to entertain millions of Branson visitors. They also have a weekly television show on RFD-TV. You can watch it every week and enjoy some great music. You can check out the Presleys at their website, presleys.com, or call up the theater at 417-334-4874.
Right now with this week's Vintage Branson Moment, we're going to feature the Presleys' longtime vocalist, Bruce Haines.
That's right. Here's Bruce and the Presleys' Country Jubilee with an Alabama hit song, Old Flame.
Young man stepping to the microphone has a great singing voice, and he's chose a good song to sing on tonight, I believe, called Old Flame. Would you help me welcome Mr. Bruce Haines right here?
Well, I saw you staring at each other, and I saw your eyes begin to glow, and I could tell you once were lovers. Well, you ain't hiding nothing that I don't know. There's an old flame burning in your eyes. The tears can't drown and make a disguise. Well, that old flame might not be stronger, but it's been burning longer than any spark I might have started in your eyes. Well, you say it ended when he left you, say your love for me is strong, but those old memories still upset you. Well, I might be a memory before too long. There's an old flame burning in your eyes. Tears can't drown and makeup can't disguise. Well, that old flame might not be stronger, but it's been burning longer than any spark I might have started in your eyes. Well, that old flame might not be stronger, but it's been burning longer than any spark I might have started in your eyes.
That was Branson's second founding show, the Presleys' Country Jubilee, featuring Bruce Haines there with our Vintage Branson Moment for this week.
It's time to pay the I got lost on my paperwork here.
Page two.
It's time to pay the bills, but coming up next we have, let's see here. Oh, yes, a favorite show moment from our own Branson Country USA and Branson Entertainment News. Talk about a paper shuffler. Josh Clark for Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Yeah, I'm going to get him medicated here, folks. Come back for more Grand Country Rewind.
For Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree Singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Houston, and the award-winning Grand Band, featuring hilarious clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits. This show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree. The family will love Grand Country Buffet. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there are over 125 delicious items to choose from. Famous for great food, wonderful atmosphere, and warm personal service. Grand Country Buffet has it all. Call 417-335-2434 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country. We'll treat you right.
Well, Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. You're going to want to stay with us in the upcoming hour for this week's Branson Country USA. All your favorites will be here. New South, Jackie Brown, Melody Hart, the Rhinestone Mafia, Mike, and myself, along with this week's special guest stars from the IMAX Little Opry, Sons of Britches, and Impressionist Mike Walker, coming up next on Branson Country USA.
Right now, though, it's time for a favorite moment from right here at Grand Country. Each week, we like to take a look back at one of our favorite moments from Branson Country USA. And boy, we've had some great moments on the show, and this one was no exception.
The night was June 17th, 2016, and our special guest star was a guy who made it big in the music business, largely due to the success of the movie Urban Cowboy.
Well, that means we're talking about country music star Johnny Lee. He just released a new album, and this is one of the cuts off that album. Here's Johnny Lee with Never Been to Texas.
Title song for my brand new CD called You Ain't Never Been to Texas. Anybody from Texas out here tonight? Saw a man on the TV. He is out in California talking about where we all came from. He said the reason we're all here is purely accidental. Said it's all because of evolution. Took a drink of coffee. I walked out on my back porch. I looked up at heaven. Then I looked at my old horse and I thought, he ain't never seen a sunset out west. A cactus star paintbrush bloom in the springtime. He ain't never heard a coyote crying. A young colt take off a running for the first time. I've thought a lot about it. Sometimes we overthink it. But the only thing that makes any sense is, if you don't believe in God, you ain't never been to Texas. I wish all those non-believers could cross that old Red River. Lord, it would surely open up their eyes. 'Cause when I wake up every morning and I look out at heaven, oh, it ain't hard to realize. If there's anybody out there still trying to figure it out about where we all came from or what life is all about, I'd like to tell you, you ain't never seen a sunset out west, a cactus or a paintbrush bloom in the springtime. You ain't never heard a coyote crying, a young colt take off running for the first time.
Branson Entertainment News with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Well, as we do every weekend, he slid down that cold pole into the vault of classic country music.
Dude, how about this weather, man? How awesome is
it? Yeah, nice welcome break. We got cheated out of spring here in the Ozarks.
We really did. And, you know, you normally don't hear, yeah, it's 85 today. Boy, it feels good. But that's where we're at, man.
Isn't that weird when 85 can feel
it is,
good?
But, man, there's no humidity, nice breezes and all. It's a perfect day just to aimlessly wander around Ozark Mountain Country.
Well, and what's going on around Ozark Mountain Country?
I mean, you know, we are right in the middle of the season. You know, the lake's full, the beaches are full. the theaters are full of shows. Every night there's something cool going on, something different going on. We've talked several times on this very program, as well as off the record, off the air, about how fun it is to be surprised when you go to a show.
Absolutely.
And you see or experience something that you didn't expect, mm-hmm. you know? And earlier I went to see the Hughes Brothers show. Now, for the past couple of years, that show's been called It. You know, mm-hmm. and that was their marketing. They were trying to brand. It is what it is. It's spectacular. It's this. It's that.
So, yes.
Which was great until that movie about the crazy clown came out last year. And so I saw a lot of jokes on social media about, you know, I went to see It at the Hughes Brothers and there wasn't one wild clown or anything like that. And that wasn't lost on the family. You know, they kind of realized, oh, hey, you know, we should probably get away with that. So they went to a different name, just calling it the Hughes Music Show.
Which I love the new logo.
The new logo looks is fabulous. Great with the lights and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it looks show business.
It does. A very classic showbiz look. But when they decided to change the title, they decided to change the show. And they decided to change everything. Okay, I'm talking about mm-hmm. new sets, new light cues, a new place for the band. The band is in the back. There's a bridge that goes across the stage. Big screen in the back. And unless I'm horribly, horribly bad mistaken, Mike, there's only one number in that show that they've ever done before.
Wow.
And it's that Will Rogers Folly number they used to do where they all come out red, white, and blue and all that, which is a great number mm-hmm. anyway, but it fits with their Broadway. Everything else is new. They do Queen. They do the Beatles. They do some Lionel Richie tunes. They do some Alabama. It really is awesome. And the brothers are still the stars, but they've actually stepped back a little bit mm-hmm. and sort of put more on the family, on that younger generation.
Well, and the kids are growing up.
They
and, you know, becoming, transitioning from cute mm-hmm. little kids to actually talent.
Right.
You know.
And it's really cool to see what they've done. Like, leave all your expectations at the door. The opening number is worth the price of admission to see 50 people on stage with these new rotating moving set. It's really cool. It really is.
I love it.
There's a lot of changes going on here in town, and it's refreshing to see someone take the initiative mm-hmm. and keep up with the curve and maybe even be ahead of the curve as far as what they've done. It's a new look. You're going to be completely and totally shocked and surprised at what you see on that stage.
That's really great. And of course, you can find them at their namesake theater, the
That's
Hughes
right.
Brothers Theater.
And I think it's Hughes-Brothers.com
okay.
is the website. But you can just type in Hughes Brothers Branson. Speaking of something really cool, we were talking, you and I have been a part of the Elvis Festival at Dick Clark American Bandstand Theater the last couple of years. They announced that they are bringing in an actual major celebrity star and Ronnie McDowell. He's going to do a special concert performance the Thursday before the festival, and then he's going to wrap up the festival on that Sunday morning with the gospel show.
I'm so excited. I just saw that last night. Mm-hmm. When he got in the vault, he's like, did you hear what is going on?
uh-huh.
And we were talking off the air. But, I mean, Ronnie McDowell has so much appreciation for Elvis. He mm-hmm. does a lot of Elvis events across, mm-hmm. in fact, internationally.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he's going to be, if you guys are going to be here in October, he's actually got a date at Dick Clark's in October where he's going to do his tribute to the King. Now, Ronnie's got hits.
Yeah.
Of his own. You know, he doesn't have to do that. He loves Elvis.
Absolutely.
You know, he provided Elvis a singing voice in a couple movies,
yeah.
a couple productions, this and that and the other. To have him be a part of the Elvis Festival, it really helps take it to that next level. And that's what it's been. It has grown every single year.
And not only the next level, it's adding a day to the
yes.
event, which it needs.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, folks, if you don't have your tickets, don't think, well, I don't know what I'm doing next year. You better get those tickets because it sells out. It sells mm-hmm. out. The Dean Z Show on Saturday night. Get your tickets to that. Make it a great weekend. And that's exciting news. And kudos to Rob and Jeannie Horton
yep.
on a lot of things. I mean,
yep.
they are great folks for this community and,
good
and
folks.
That event.
And just Google up Branson Elvis Festival, and it's a full list of events, how to go about getting tickets and all that stuff. This thing is going to get bigger and better every year. So why not say, I was there from the beginning, even though it's 12 years on. You can still claim it.
It's a great event. Stay up with everything going on in Branson and Ozark Mountain Country with Josh multiple places.
Every Wednesday and Saturday, BransonCharlieSnews.com. Every Thursday, Branson Live is free on your newsstand. Every Friday and Saturday morning on 106.3 KRZK here locally. And then we'll wrap it up with a bow on this fine program.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
I got the horse and she got the saddle. We like to
I've got your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got your picture, she's got you. I've got the records that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got the records, she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me? I really don't know, but I know it won't let me be. I've got your class ring that proved you cared, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me? Your class ring that proved you cared, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she got you.
When you're ready for spectacular music, great vocal harmonies, family comedy, and Ozark hospitality, it's time for the Grand Jubilee, starring Branson's best quartet, New South, featuring the best variety of your favorite tunes of any shows in the Ozarks. It is Branson's most entertaining show. Ask anybody. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. We hope you've had a good time with us here and hope that we've played something that you liked.
And don't go anywhere. Coming up next, we have Branson Country USA. Join us for another hour of great music, fun, and a performance from this week's special guest stars. It's a doubleheader from the IMAX Little Opry, Sons of Britches, and impressionist Mike Walker. That will all be coming up next, right here on Branson Country USA.
Here with this week's gospel songs, our boys New South, with the old quartet classic, Walking and Talking with My Lord.
My Lord, I can feel
Beautiful. Let's put our hands together like a bunch of hillbillies. Now we'll get on out of here, all right?
Good night.